This is FCB Radio, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbradio.com.
We got them outlaws, really gotta get with them outlaws, you know. Outlaw Radio, from the speaker to the stereo.
Welcome to the Outlaws. This is the Kingpin alongside Jessica Lavish. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. We have a lot of things to discuss today for sure. But first, Ms. Lavish, how you doing?
I am doing swimmingly swell.
All right. You don't have any entanglements, do you?
I am not in an entanglement at the moment. What about yourself?
No, I am not entangled at the moment. I am entanglement free. So that is, let's see, what's the count? That's three now. That's three times already that we have used the word entanglement.
I told you I'm going to use it the whole entire show. So...
We're going to get right into the ish, Ms. Lavish. Tell everybody real quick, for those who aren't aware of the big story that is going all over the place, all over Black Twitter, Black Instagram, everywhere right now in the world.
Yes. Hi. I'm here, and I just finished watching Red Table. I'm here with Facebook, and it's been a lot of entanglement going on here. For those of you who do not know, about reportedly 4 years back, it was reported that Jada Pinkett Smith, who is married to Will Smith, was in an entanglement with August Alsina while he was unhealthy mentally and physically. She abused this boy. No, I'm just kidding. But no, for real though, y'all. It was reported maybe 4 years ago that they was messing around. Picture surface, all that. So, you know, it came out again because he was in an interview with Angela Yee and he, you know, obviously is hurt by the entanglement because he thought it was more. He brought it back up, and Will and Jada felt like she had to call herself to the red table. And so she did. She called herself to that red table, and Will Smith called her too. He called her. He was asking the questions. He wasn't asking the right questions, though. I needed more detail. He probably didn't, because he know it all. You know what I mean? Because this happened 4 years ago. I mean, who knows how long? She said she hasn't talked to him in a long time, but a long time could be 2 months, 4 months, five. You know what I mean? A long time is different for people. Who knows how long it actually lasted as well? It could have lasted 3 years. You know what I mean? And that's not an entanglement, my friend. That is a affair. I mean, you know, so that's basically the gist of it. If you guys didn't watch it, it had like the most views ever on Facebook, like 12 million or something like that. It was something. Yeah, it was ridiculously high. So make sure y'all watch it for sure. But Darvio, I know you watched it. I watched it as well. You watched it before me. I just saw clips. So what was you thinking as a man? Okay.
So I have a lot to say about this. I'm going to try to do it as briefly as I can because I want to get your thoughts too. But there was several things about that whole red table talk that disturbed me. And I think it's important to kind of dig into that a little bit. The whole entanglement thing that everybody is, you know, joking and laughing about, which is, it's funny. It was funny to watch her describe it like that. So I don't begrudge anybody for laughing at that. But I think that showed something bigger. The fact that she wasn't even able to describe it as a relationship, which is what it was. shows me either one of two things. One, either she didn't give a damn about August Alsina at all, which is another problem in and of itself, or she's still in denial
about
what she actually did. Mm-hmm. The other thing that really disturbed me, and this is the thing that I'm going to spend the most time talking about, is how Will half jokingly said that he feels like the spouse standing behind the other spouse when they when that spouse admits their transgressions. Mm-hmm. And she made a comment in response saying that she doesn't believe it was a transgression. Mm-hmm. So let's dig into that particular part for a second. I think that was very that demonstrated quite a bit of selfishness and malice on her part, and not being attached to reality. It was a transgression. And the reason why it was a transgression is because you were still married.
Mm-hmm.
And this, Jessica, we talked about this briefly before the show started, about the direction that I was going to go with this. And I really want to talk about the difference between happiness and fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this world that we live in now, in this quote unquote self-love atmosphere that we live in, everybody tells you, do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should do. The goal in life is to be happy. Do whatever it is that makes you happy. The issue that I have with that is this. Happiness is a feeling and it's temporary. You are not always happy all the time.
Mm-mm.
So you can't leave a trail of destruction in your wake with all of these people that you hurt along the way for you to be happy. The thing that we should be chasing for is not happiness, but fulfillment. When you feel fulfilled, that doesn't go away. No matter what your mood is at that particular time, that is something that is more rooted inside of you that doesn't move as easily. But when you are chasing quote unquote happiness, that is building your foundation on quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up hurting a lot of people in the process. It is clear to me that August Alsina caught feelings in this
mm-hmm,
situation.
For sure.
I think that's obvious to everybody who's aware of the situation, that he caught feelings and he became emotionally attached to someone who was with him because, according to her words, he made her feel good. And it was the first time that she had, quote, felt good in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that says to me once again that the issue is how you feel and not how anybody else feels.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you still, yes, you know what? You can learn a lot of things from bad situations.
Mm-hmm.
You can sometimes even get positive outcomes from bad situations. That does not mean that you should have been in that bad situation to begin with. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that. So for her to say it what that she doesn't view it as a transgression because of what she learned is ridiculous to me. Yes, you can still learn positive things in a bad situation. But the fact of the matter is you were still legally married. And you ended up going back to the man that you was married with, leaving this other guy out in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, very quickly, and it looks like we probably going to end up going to break and I have to bring it back on the next segment. So let's look at it from August's perspective for a little bit. And I'm going to say something that I haven't said in detail on the air before. I've been in a relatively similar situation before. The only difference was that couple was definitely headed towards divorce, and they eventually ended up getting a divorce. I was with a woman. I fell in love with a woman who was still legally married. And I'm here to tell everybody, that's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that the relationship that I had ended was a complete and utter disaster. Because the person that you're dealing with is still dealing with a lot of baggage from that previous situation. And mm-hmm. technically, no matter what they say to you, no matter whether they are separated or what, they're still married.
Mm-hmm.
They're still married. Now, like I said, my situation was a little different because there was no making up between those two. They did end up getting a divorce, and they were on the pathway to divorce when I met her.
Mm-hmm.
They were like the divorce proceedings had already started, basically. But it's still a bad decision. And the reason why it's bad is because you as the other guy, you as the outside guy, you still end up getting hurt in the situation. It is more likely that it's going to be a bad outcome for you than it is for anybody else. Because A, that woman can decide to go back to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
B, that woman can decide, you know what? I just got done being married. I don't want to be with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Either way, or in my situation, you can have someone that still had so much baggage from that past situation that it carries over, and then other voices, other people start getting into that person's ear.
Mm-hmm.
And because that person is still so confused based off of the situation that they just got out of, it interferes with your situation and ends up ending it eventually. Either way, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And you're going to get hurt badly. So.
And they're going to move on with their lives.
And they're going to move on and do them.
Yeah.
And chase their quote unquote happiness and quote unquote live their truth and all of that other BS that we tell each other these days.
Yep.
So I'll say this in closing because we got to go to break. So I feel it was uncomfortable watching the episode, just period, because mm-hmm. it just felt like we was watching something that we shouldn't know about.
Right.
But the whole situation was bad. I still think Jada has a lot of growing up to do, and I feel for August, but I'm here to warn everybody, don't put yourself in that situation.
No.
Because the odds are, it's very likely that you're going to end up getting hurt. So when we come back, Jessica, we'll get your thoughts on the whole situation. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more to come here on
The Outlaws Radio Show on iHeartRadio and the FCB Radio Network.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? It is your friendly neighborhood Simba, Aaron Malik, here to remind you guys to go stream my new single, Tempo, on all streaming platforms. Yes, all of them. YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Pandora, all that. I greatly appreciate it. Love you guys.
We rock, we roll, we rock to the tempo.
Dance floor where we come alive. Let loose through your limbs, how you feel inside. Mama, take my hand, show me the best you can.
This is the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Outlaws. This is the Kingpin alongside Jessica Lavish. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio and on Instagram and Twitter at The Outlaws Radio, and we're talking about the Will and Jada situation. I've given my thoughts. Miss Lavish, you give yours.
All right. So the whole entanglement is just a bit much. No. this is how I honestly feel about it, though. Do I feel like she was wrong? Yes, of course, because they are still married. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure Will has done his dirt as well, because in the interview, she was basically saying, like, it was get back, like, you know what I mean? Like, and he was like, oh, I gotta get you back, like, you know what I mean? And she, like, oh no, you've done that, like, So it's definitely been some infidelity on both ends. Like, that's just how I feel about their relationship, which is, I feel like it's not common. I mean, it is common, but it shouldn't be normalized either. You know what I mean? I feel like people normalize, oh, well, I mean, he just cheated. No. Cheating is not a just thing that you just do. Like, you know what I mean? And like she said, that person that's doing it has to be the one that's given permission. I know you didn't like when she said that, but I understood what she was saying, because I'm just like, ultimately, it was her decision, and she made a bad decision. She made a messed up decision, which, you know what I mean, is out there now, and everybody knows for sure that it happened. So I told you off air, I feel like the whole sit down was just really unnecessary. I mean, like I said, what happened to the times where people wrote statements and kept it pushing? Like, you don't have to sit down and have a whole conversation with your husband and reopen that wound, because that's definitely what happened. That wound was tear back open. It probably wasn't even fully healed. So, because I'm feeling like...
Yeah, Will looked hurt, didn't he?
Yeah, he looked so hurt. And people are laughing, which the memes are funny. Like, I try not to laugh, because you shouldn't laugh at people's pain. But, you know, I'm laughing at the creativity that people have.
Yeah.
But I also don't like how some celebrities were like, DMing him, trying to be like, you all right? And then, like, saying some, like, foul, smart mouth stuff, and then posting the DM. Like, what are you trying to gain from you, somebody who's supposed to be, like, on his level? You know what I mean? Like, you're not just a regular person. You're supposed to be somebody on his level. And you're doing this to gain traction and get attention on your page. That's mad corny. So I didn't really like that either. But I feel bad for him. And because, you know... Them August Alsina nudes was fire, so Jada. She want to call it an entanglement, because it was tangled. I just bet. So I do feel bad for August Alsina as well, because she basically did say she used him to, she said, in healing him, I healed myself, and she just felt like she needed somebody to need her and to want her and to, girl, well, that don't mean you go look for somebody who's down and out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who you know is mentally messed up, because I feel like it was going on for a minute if he caught feelings.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, he was mentally and physically messed up. Like, he, because he has an illness too.
Right.
So, yeah. That's just bad, man. That's just bad. That just looks really bad.
It does. It does. But you know what I do respect about their relationship is how they were still able to sit there and talk as friends. And that's what a lot of relationships are missing. They were able to put, you know what I mean? Like, well, Will, really, because that is really something that's affecting him, was able to kind of put his emotions to the side and sit there and have a conversation with her as friends. And I kind of admired that about their relationship. Now, when they said that bad marriage to the end, I wasn't agreeing with that one. They over here fist pumping, talking about bad marriage to the end. Like,
don't do that.
But I really respected the conversation that they had, and that they were able to sit there. And you know, you look at Princess and Ray J, they tried to have a little conversation, and they arguing, walking off, throwing stuff, you know what I mean? They can't have a real adult conversation about the thing, about the situation. And I really respected that in their relationship, that they have that. So
right. So I'll say this real quick. We gotta go to break, but I'll end it on this note. The thing that really bothered me, and it was something that you said that kind of triggered my mind on this. I don't like the idea of people normalizing cheating, particularly when you're married.
Yeah, right. Hello, you were before God. Like, that's where you got messed up at.
Right. That's not okay, y'all. That's not, I don't care how many times people do it. That's not okay. That's not
exactly.
Cool. That's exactly. Not cool. So, all right. So we are going to move on, and we're going to talk about a subject that's actually kind of similar in the veins of talking about marriage. When we come back, we're going to go to Juicy here on the album.
The Outlaws Radio Show on iHeartRadio and the FCB Radio Network.
I'm Kira Davis, host of the Just Listen to Yourself podcast, and that's the podcast where I ask you to take your talking points on your favorite hot button issues of the day and draw them out to their logical conclusion. And that's available right here on the FCB Radio Network.
This is the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Outlaws. This is the Kingpin alongside Jessica Lavish. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TheOutlawsRadio. And now is the time of the show that we like to call it Juicy, where we take a look at a juicy relationship topic. All right, Ms. Lavish, what you got?
This is not an entanglement marriage, but this is a contract marriage. So we're going to talk about what is a contract marriage, would you do a contract marriage, and for how much would you do the contract marriage.
Right.
So a contract marriage is basically where you're paid to get married. So a lot of people do it in the Army because they get more money. And then you entail, of course, get a portion of the money, and you don't speak to the person. You're not really married. You don't live with the person. You might not even live in the same state as the person.
Uh-huh.
Would you be willing to do a contract marriage?
So, no. I mean, the short answer is no. I think you're setting yourself up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you setting yourself up for failure, you're setting yourself up to hurt that other person because you don't really give a damn about being with them. You know what I mean? In most situations, if it's something that you're forced to do, you don't even want to do it.
Well, the thing is, though, both of you sit down and know the fact that you won't be together. Like, you know that this is not a real marriage. We're just using it to get money. So I don't really think nobody would really get hurt unless it was somebody who fell in love with that person and wanted to get married to
Which
that person,
possible.
And they couldn't.
Right. It's always possible because
of course.
You're opening yourself up for that. But, I mean, for me, even with all that being said, I'm not getting in no sham marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, like we just said in the previous segment, that's a vow before God. And I think people today, in 2020 especially, people don't take marriage as seriously as they should. Like, marriage it's not just a contract between two people. It's a vow before God.
Mm-hmm.
You saying to God that this is the person that I want to be with for the rest of my life until the day I die. That's what you're saying when you get married. That's what you're supposed to be saying when you get married. So to have a sham marriage where it's like, we just doing this for money. We know we just doing this for money. And it was like this episode of Martin where Pam married the maintenance man of Martin's apartment building because she needed $5,000 to pay off the government, and he needed to marry an American to stay in the country. And after the wedding was over, she was getting ready to leave, and he's like, "Where are you going?" She's like, "I got a date." In her wedding dress, and took off part of her wedding dress to make it look like just a regular skirt and all of this. It's like, yo, like, you can't do that. it's a marriage, man. It's a sacrament. It is a solemn vow before God. You can't just sell it to the highest bidder. But what's your thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? I agree. I feel like the first time, I mean, I hope to only get married one time, but the first time I'm definitely going to get married for love. And the second time it's going to be for money because love didn't work for me. So maybe this money will. Okay. You know what I mean? So I feel like if you come in the right time of my life asking for a contract marriage, it just might happen. Depending if I try for love.
Right.
But ultimately, the point of getting married to me is to have, like you said, instead of happiness, fulfillment. You know what I mean? Right. No, right. Another person shouldn't fulfill you, but that's, we're humans. Like, we require interactions with other humans.
With other humans. And there's nothing
wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. And I don't mean to cut you off, but there's nothing more fulfilling than to be in a situation where you feel completed.
Exactly.
And and I just want to make this clear, you should be okay on your own.
Of course.
But when you get with someone else who really who completes you, you should feel it should be like a missing piece that's put together. So it's not exactly. It's not that you don't know who you are without that person, because you need to know who you are without mm-hmm. that person. But when that person comes, it adds something to you. You know what I mean? It's like mm-hmm. that missing piece that you both fulfill, that missing piece that each other had. You know what I mean? That you mm-hmm. complete one another. That's how it's supposed to be. Not a situation like where you just selling it to the highest bidder. I mean, that's cheaping. Like, that's prostituting marriage, basically.
Prostituting marriage. That's a new one.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But also, now, if I was to do one, it can't be for chump change. You know what I mean?
No.
It has to be fulfilling. You hear me?
Right. It got to be at least six figures now.
Yeah, it has to be a lot.
Pam did it for $5,000. That's not enough.
That's in this day and age, that ain't... Oh, I must cuss. I stopped myself. Woo, Lord, that almost came out. I'm sorry, but I'm glad I caught myself. But back then, $5,000, it wasn't a lot of money. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was still.
Exactly. More than it is now, yeah. But it still wasn't enough to sell a marriage.
No. But like I said, my first marriage, no. Like, we're going to do this for love. And after that, I mean, if it don't work on love, then baby, I don't know. I love myself. I love Jesus, and He loved me. So let's get some money together.
I'll say this real quick, because we gotta go to break. We got like 30 seconds. You sound like what Kevin Hart said on his stand-up after he got married the second time. He was like, "All right, I'm on marriage number two." He said, "So this gotta work." He said, right. "If you on marriage 3, 4, and 5, you ain't even looking for love no more. You looking for a death buddy. You're looking right. for somebody to die with."
You just don't know what you're doing. Right. Okay.
Like, no, hopefully you don't have to go through that.
No, I hope not. Yeah. I got two marriages in me, and that's it.
All right, stay tuned. We got Lifestyles of the Rich and Lavish coming up next here on the album.
The Outlaws Radio Show on iHeartRadio and the FCB Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? Bring the noise right here. Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. You are tuned in the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Outlaws. This is the Kingpin alongside Jessica Lavish. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TheOutlawsRadio. And now is the time of the show that we like to call the Lifestyles of the Rich and Lavish, where we take a visit to the celebrity world, Miss Lavish!
Yes. So, first, you know, it's a little bit of a sad story. Naya Rivera, her body still has not been recovered from the lake that her and her son, they rented a boat and they went swimming. They had found her son in the boat asleep, and he told the investigators that she didn't get on the boat after they went swimming. And they've been trying to look for her body. She was from Glee. She was a star from Glee. So yeah. I want to say it's been 3 stars from Glee that have died within the last, like, you know, couple of years, so it's pretty crazy.
Wow.
But
oh, wow.
So they're still doing the search. They did underwater foot. They did underwater searching. They released the footage to let people know, like, look, we're really looking, but it has poor visibility in the lake, so it's very hard for us to see. This is a tough one. Just prayers to the family and the son. And, you know, I hope they at least recover the body for, you know, some closure for the family. Or, you know, Lord will, you know, God's will, she might still be alive. So you never know.
Yeah, that's, Lord.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
That's too bad. That's too bad. 33 years old, too.
Yeah, very young, very pretty. Very, very pretty. And she was in a lot of things when she was young, as far as acting, that a lot of people didn't realize until this tragic moment. This is, you know, so it's very unfortunate. But yeah. So country band formerly known as Lady Antebellum sues black singer Lady A over stage name despite her using the name for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, come on.
What's so ridiculous about this to me is the reason why they changed their name from Lady Antebellum to Lady A is to not offend black people, right? Because mm-hmm. Antebellum is a representative of Antebellum South, which is around the time of slavery and so on and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the word Antebellum has other meanings, but that's what we know. That's what we recognize it for the most. So you change your name to Lady A to not mm-hmm. offend black people, and then you try to sue a black person who had been known as Lady A for 20 years. I think it was over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, they said they connected with her privately, but it's just like, I mean, you should have thought about that when you agreed to Lady Antebellum, period.
Right.
You didn't care that it could be offensive to black people then, but now you do. And why? Why? Because we don't care. We don't really care, okay? We just want justice for all of the people who are being taken by the police. That's all we really want.
We don't give a damn
about your country band name, okay?
We don't even
listen to country music. And if we do, it's not white ones. It's black ones, okay?
Right, like Lil Nas X or something. Like,
no, hell no. Don't you disrespect country. Like, they ain't no damn country singer.
But you know what, though?
What you're saying.
But you make a very good point, though, and it's driving me nuts. And I don't say much about it because people just take this the wrong way. But I really feel like everything that we're talking about now has nothing to do with the issue at hand, right?
It doesn't.
It has
right.
nothing to do with justice for George Floyd. It has nothing to do with arresting the people that killed Breonna Taylor. It has nothing to do with any of the things that people was actually marching about. And it seems to me, and you can tell me how you feel, but it seems to me that people are doing stuff to make themselves feel like they're doing stuff without actually doing stuff.
And they're trying to do stuff before they can get called out on it, before
right.
they can get canceled by the cancel culture.
Right.
So,
I
don't like it either. You agreed on the name, you used it, you made money off of it, so why do you care now? Have a seat, Lady Antebellum, and that's what you're going
to
be known as, and
formally.
And
then you
going to
hurt the black artists.
Exactly.
Artists.
Exactly.
Who's using the name way before? Come on.
And how can they even do that? Like,
they're gonna have a fight on their hands because she's been using it in the public life for over 20 years.
Right.
So, but why even put her through that?
Right.
Why even put her? But, boy, people are crazy. Are going crazy. The world is going crazy. Next.
All right, so Virgil, I don't know how you say this man's last name, raised $1 million to support school scholarships for Black Fashion Students Fund. Future's Free Wishes Foundation is geared towards doing charity work in Georgia community as well. And he did scholarships for students in Georgia that was affected by the COVID. So that's pretty, you know.
Okay.
Pretty dope.
How old is that again?
Future did that, and then Virgil raised $1 million.
Now, who is Virgil?
I believe that this is the Virgil that is Off-White.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'd be confused too, because I need to look into it, but I don't really care about deep Virgil that much to look into him. But I just thought it was good that he raised $1 million for kids, black kids.
Right.
But right. It's another guy, Virgil, who does things with music. I don't know. So I'm assuming this is the Virgil for Off-White because of the fact it's for fashion students. So, yeah. Anyways.
All right. Next.
Amazon tells employees to delete TikTok from mobile devices on security concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that a job should be able to tell you what you can and can't have on your own personal cellular device that you pay your monthly bill for?
So here's the thing. It's a little complicated, because if you're using a public Wi-Fi, or you're using that building's Wi-Fi or that company's Wi-Fi, they can restrict what you can and cannot use on that Wi-Fi.
On their Wi-Fi, okay.
Yeah. Also, if you have some sort of job where it's like a security issue, where you have like a security clearance or something like that, they can restrict that as well. Anything else, it kind of gets a little murky, where they may not really have the right to tell you to do that. But let's talk a little bit about TikTok. TikTok is coming under a lot of fire because TikTok is ran by a company connected to the Chinese government. And the Chinese government is known for trying to hack into devices, get personal information, stuff like that. There's actually a debate going on right now in Congress and in the White House about whether they should ban TikTok altogether in the United States.
Yes, I know. I have seen that as well. I'm not a TikToker myself.
I have a TikTok, but I don't really use it all like that.
I can't even picture you using TikTok.
That's what I'm saying. I have it, but I have it because my artists have it. By the way, my artists like Aaron Malik, whose album Too Empty comes out August 14th.
Yes.
But so that's the reason why I have it, because his music is on TikTok, but I don't really use it all like that. And yeah, I mean, what do you think about that? Like, you have people now who have become influencers on TikTok and made a lot of money off of TikTok. What happened? Mm-hmm. What do you think about the potential of TikTok being banned from the United States?
I mean, it's an unfortunate thing, because people do make money, but at the end of the day, it is a social media. It is something that can be there 1 minute and gone the next. So I feel like, you know, it's a social media, and social media can shut down at any time. I mean, look at MySpace. MySpace still today is arguably, however you say that word, the best social media ever, because you could do so much on your page and with your page, and it was super cool, and nothing has been anywhere near like it. So it's just, I mean, that's the pros. I mean, that's the cons that you take with doing things socially and on apps and making money that way versus working a regular 9-to-5. I mean, you know, so.
Well, and I ain't mad at the hustle, because if you can do it
and not
work a 9-to-5, then go ahead and do it. But to me, it's the security concerns that's the most important. Like, would you rather have TikTok, or would you rather be able to keep TikTok if you know that the Chinese government is getting all your information?
I mean, no. I mean, I wouldn't.
Exactly.
But also, TikTok's not the only one.
No,
they can get our information from any social media site if they wanted to.
Yeah, but the difference with TikTok is it's actually connected to the government.
Right, right.
So that's because it's ran by a Chinese company and in China, where it's a communist country, there is no business that's not connected to the government in China.
Right, exactly.
Because if your business is not connected to the government, you're not going to be in business very long in China.
No, because they control everything.
Because they control everything, exactly. All right, so we got a minute left. What else you got?
Okay, so another entanglement that seemed to have happened was Keke Palmer and August Alsina, because what? Somebody digged up a picture, and it was a picture of her and him in the car, and said, "Is this you?" And she said, "Yes, girl, August was never my man, LOL. That's why you're still reaching to this day to figure out nothing." And then August Alsina responded, "You absolutely right. I was never your man. You could possibly never, shorty. It seems you mad you got curved, but your friends are the reason for that. They showed me an endless thread text slash pics of me that you sent worried about who I dated and begged me to not further disturb your mental instability."
Oh, and then wow.
She said some long stuff back, but basically she's saying her character is too strong and you're not about to try to play her.
Wow.
He
seems very messy. There is one thing I didn't get a chance to add when we first talked about it. August is kind of a snitch, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I do think we need to put that out.
Ain't no kinda. He is. Right. He did. All
right. So, hey, please stop that. That's kind of whack.
Yeah.
Kind of whack.
It is.
We are about to run out of time. You got anything else?
Jay-Z takes out full page and ad newspapers across the country to bring attention to Black businesses. Beyonce and her Be Good Foundation partner with NAACP to provide grants to Black-owned businesses as well. So some pretty dope things that they got going on. And 8 episodes of Kobe Lakers web series set to be released. Oh, it was already released, so never mind. It came out on July 5th, so make sure y'all watch it.
All right. All right, we are out of here.
Yes.
It's been a great show once again, so we will see you next week. We're out of here. Peace.
Entanglement.
1st Class Broadcasting Worldwide.